Hello, my dears. I will test and take apart here the Q-Touch Wi-Fi RF-433 light switch, which is distinguished from other products of this type by the fact that it only plugs into the L wire, meaning that it will work even if we don't have an NLED to the box. I will test this switch with the eWeLink application, but then I will also upload Tasmona to it and show its pin configuration so that we can use it with our own software. Finally, I will draw a diagram of it. It will be interesting because this switch, unlike the previously reviewed products, is realized on a triac and not on a relay. Related topics. I have already written several topics on Wi-Fi-based ESP products. I mainly show the interiors there. I also describe there the process of programming such a switch and using it with a manufacturer's app, Blitzwolf, SmartLife, Tuya, eLink, or Tasmota. I recommend that you familiarize yourself with these topics. I won't repeat all the information several times, and they generally apply to all such products. List below. BWLT30, i.e. Wi-Fi adapter for bulb, test, teardown, and ESP firmware upload. Wi-Fi controlled electrical socket. BWSHP8, commissioning and testing. Test and interior of the BWSS3, a Wi-Fi controlled light switch from Blitzwolf. Socket plug with Wi-Fi PS16M and eWeLink Coolkit app. Test and teardown. SmartLife switch. Test. Teardown and programming of light switch on Wi-Fi. Similar switch but without RF, and description of programming it in Arduino via cables. The SC301 SmartLife switch and ESP firmware upload via Wi-Fi. Tuya Convert OTA. This time programming via Wi-Fi. No need to open the case. No soldering of cables. In addition, a second topic on Tasmota. ESP8266 and Tasmota. Wi-Fi relay control, step by step. In addition, I recommend a topic about Home Assistant, which can control a collection of such devices. Home Assistant tutorial. Configuration, Wi-Fi, MQTT, Zigbee, Tasmota. Purchase Q-Touch. The product can be purchased in Poland on various mail order portals under the heading Touch Light Switch, Single Glass Wi-Fi. The product comes in two colors, black and white, and in three combinations, one button, two, three. Product code, QWPWM Wi-Fi Touch. The vendor states the following parameters. Mounting of the switch is possible in a standard 60mm box. Installation instructions from the seller. Most interesting, however, is its electrical connection. Unlike the ones I have tested before, the switch does not require the N wire to be connected. It just plugs into the L. The mysterious adapter in the graphic above is obviously a capacitor. I don't know why the seller calls it that, but details later. The contents of the kit, first impression. There was no problem with shipping, as I ordered from Poland. In addition to this switch, I bought several other things. The whole set came. The protagonist of the subject was in a sturdy, hard cardboard box. On the packaging is a QR code to download the app. Kit contents. Instructions. MPX 0.33F Champion X2 capacitor, so-called by the seller adapter. That's what you get in the kit. There are also two fixing screws. That's a nice addition too. Time to test how it works. First run. I connected everything as shown in the photo. The adapter in parallel with the bulb. Adapter can be at the lamp near the ceiling. It does not have to be in the box next to the switch. Anyway, the whole idea of this switch is that if someone does not have N in the box, they can use it. The button reacts to touch. Pairing with RF-433 remote. The RF remote control is a nice bonus, quite independent of Wi-Fi. The remote is programmable. It can learn the codes of four different switches. You can, of course, also have two remotes paired to one switch, or one remote for each household member. Pairing is very simple. Hold down the touch button on the light switch until it beeps. Then press the button on the remote control. Done. A test of two remote controls. Everything works, it's already comfortable. And we haven't started the Wi-Fi topic yet.